Colossians chapter 3. If you then are raised with the Messiah, seek those things which are above, where the Messiah sits on the right hand of Elohim. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with the Messiah in Elohim. When the Messiah, who is our life, shall appear, then you will also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things the wrath of Elohim comes on the children of disobedience. In which you also walked formerly, when you lived with them. But now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Do not lie one to another, seeing you have put off the old man with his deeds. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but the Messiah is all and in all. Put on therefore, as the elect of Elohim, holy and beloved, hearts of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man has a quarrel against any, even as the Messiah forgave you, so also you do. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of Elohim rule in your hearts, to which you are also called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of the Messiah dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to Yeshua. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Master Yeshua the Messiah, giving thanks to Elohim and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, as it is fit in Yeshua. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to Yeshua. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing Elohim. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to Yeshua, and not to men. Knowing that from Yeshua you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Master the Messiah. But he who does wrong will receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons.